Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our good friend Bruce Piasecki back on the show. Bruce is a very special guy. He's a global thinker. He is he's advised presidents and probably kings and emperors, maybe even queens for all I know. He is he's the guy who we turn to and the world is turning to more and more to learn about how we're managing the resources that we have, especially the finite resources, as our economies grow, as our populations grow. How are we going to manage all this? How are we going to take care of this so we still have a planet that we can live in? His book is called The Surprising Solution, which is a watershed work, and he's our good friend Bruce Piasecki. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks for your time again, and I'm happy to always bond with your listeners. They're interesting.
It's good to have you back, as always. Bruce, I saw something recently that global population in the next 40 years is going to go up 50% from 6 billion people to over 9 billion people in the next 40 years. How's the Earth going to handle that?
Yeah, let's talk about that, because my newest work, From the Surprising Solution to the New Books, are really about this. What happens to the world when the boat that we all share has its 7th billion person on it?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens when it has its 8th or 9th? We'll hit the 7th this year, and National Geographic is doing a series on it. And although I haven't had the pleasure of talking to queens yet, I can say, Jim, that what's driving our small businesses is this search for creativity, where we learn how to be innovators and to do more with less.
Mm-hmm.
And to help your listeners keep two things in mind, I want to tell you, an example up early of a firm that we're working with that is doing a $1 billion project, but it's a perfect example of what I'm believing is the way of the future, the way of small business. And he considers himself a small businessman. His name is Pat Mahoney. I've worked for him for 18 years. And he has a firm called Energy Answers International. So he bought, he's leasing for the next 100 years a contaminated munitions dump in Baltimore Harbor from another client of mine, FMC. And during World War II, in the search of national security, FMC made munitions in this part of Baltimore Harbor. Well, Pat utilized an engineering firm that he doesn't own called Arcadis, and he cleaned it up to the specs under the law, and he's capping it with a $1.1 billion Fairfield renewable energy facility. He's getting credits from the federal government, tax credits and renewable energy credits. He's also getting stimulus money, and the number two regulator in EPA is endorsing the project. It's an example of what I think we all have to think about in small business. In small business, we're often anti-government, or in small business, we're often against the big. But essentially what this guy is doing is he's taking the big problem of waste, he's processing the waste, recovering the right amount of steam and burning it at the right temperature and turbulence, and he's generating electricity from our profligate past. Essentially, he's Ben Franklin all over again.
Mm-hmm.
He's inventive, he's frugal, and in a way he's diplomatic because he's exploiting social capital. So those are the themes in the first story I'd like to talk to you about, and it's really very much evident in an essay I hope you post on your webpage that just came out from my newest book that's still pending called Doing More with Less.
Well,
but I do want to talk to you about
the way, I see what your examples of what you're talking about happening. I've seen this happen for the last 20 years. I know of a company. One of my clients when I was a consultant was a company called Oil Reclamation Incorporated, ORI, and they he this guy invented Greg Lewis invented a system that would reclaim sludge, the worst, ugliest sludge that you had to heat to pump, and he reclaimed it and turned it into fuels and waste that could be dealt with. And this is a small business. This is a little business. So small business owners, as you said, if they're given the opportunity, if they're given the encouragement, if they're allowed to operate in the marketplace, small business owners are doing this all over the place. The innovations are happening at the small business level. But when we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that Bruce is talking about. But I also want to make sure that we don't forget and I want to bring this up in the next segment. American businesses have been doing more with less in terms of energy for the last at least 20 years, and I think you guys deserve credit for that. 22, right back with Bruce Piasecki. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.